You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Have you always wanted to hear the hockey stories told from the press box? For your premier source of hockey prospect news from across the AHL, NCAA, Canadian Hockey League, and international leagues, this is your all-access pass to The Press Zone, a hockey podcast packed with news, analysis, interviews, and entertainment featured on thepresszone.fm. Your hosts, Amy Johnson and Rick Stevens, are experienced, credentialed hockey reporters bringing you stories built from strong connections throughout the hockey community and from inside rinks all across North America. Welcome to The Press Zone.
You want details about David Reinbacher's arrival in Montreal? Well, you're in luck, because we've got details for you. Plus, you'll even hear from Reinbacher himself during his first media availability following his very first practice in Laval. This is not a drill, people. It is officially David Reinbacher's season in Montreal. Monday morning came the announcement that a lot of people have been waiting for, the Canadiens announcing that David Reinbacher was coming to North America and had been assigned to their AHL affiliate, the Laval Rocket. So as I promised, we're going to give you all the details on his arrival. But first, let's take a quick look at the state of the team that he is joining. You know, the Laval Rocket had a pretty successful homestand over the last couple of weeks, and they continued that last week when they finished up their home games with two more meetings against the Bridgeport Islanders, who are one of the worst teams in the league, to be honest. And they easily put up another two wins on home ice at Place Belle, which catapulted them over the Toronto Marlies, finally grabbing that last playoff qualification spot in the North Division. The trouble, however, was that Laval had off on Saturday in order for them to travel, and Toronto played on Saturday, and they won that game. Laval was in Toronto playing against the Marlies on Sunday afternoon, kicking off what is a five-game road trip for them. And admittedly, road games have been much tougher for Laval this season than home games. Because of that win on Saturday night, Toronto had moved back into fifth place in the North Division, just 1 point ahead of the Laval Rocket. So Sunday afternoon's matinee was exceptionally important for both of these teams. Toronto, of course, looking to widen the gap between themselves and Laval to keep Laval out of that playoff position, and Laval desperately trying to get the win so that they could overtake Toronto once again and move back into that qualification spot in fifth place. Unfortunately, what happened was an absolute letdown for the Laval Rocket. They found themselves down 4-0 at the end of the first period. Jakub Dobish did not return. And admittedly, Jakub Dobish has been playing every single game. We know that he did that while Kaskasua was out with injury, but he has also carried the weight of most of the starting burden for Laval, even when Kaskasuo got healthy again. Now, that's not to say that those four goals against in the first period against Toronto were Dobesh's fault completely, you know, at his feet. But Kaskasuo came into net. He actually let in a goal as well. From start to finish, it was all Toronto all day. Toronto remains in fifth place in the North Division. That is the final spot to qualify for that best in three play-in round in the postseason. Laval still sitting in sixth place, and the margin to Toronto is now 3 points, which is definitely not easy. And it doesn't get any easier this coming week, which is when we will see David Reinbacher starting to get acclimated to his new team. Fortunately, They are back in Laval for practice this week because they don't play a midweek game. When they go back out on the road this weekend, they are playing one of those daunting 3-3 series where they play three games over the course of 3 days, and it's all against division opponents. They play Friday night and Saturday night in Belleville against the Senators, and then they travel overnight on Saturday back to Toronto for another Sunday afternoon matinee against the Marlies. If Laval has any hopes to hold on to a possibility of scratching their way into the playoffs with that best of three play-in round, these three games this week are going to be absolutely crucial because Belleville is also sitting just ahead of Toronto as well. So all three of those teams are battling for the same position right now. Adding to that complication, Jared Davidson is currently out indefinitely with an injury, and in a big blow to Laval's offensive production, forward Xavier Simoneau is done for the season, requiring shoulder surgery. And so he will not be in the lineup for the remainder of the year. However, David Reinbacher arrives on the scene this week. So how did he get here? Well, of course, we know that he was playing over in Europe this year, playing for Kloten. Kloten lost a game on Friday, which essentially ended their season, preventing them from moving any further ahead in any kind of playoff activity. And so as soon as that happened, David Reinbacher became eligible for the Canadiens to bring him back over to North America, and that is what they've done. How did he do in Kloten this season? Well, David Reinbacher played in 35 games for Kloten this season with 1 goal and 10 assists on the season for 11 points. Now, maybe that's not knocking you out of the park. Then you'll want to watch to the end of the video when I've got some more information for you about that. We know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Maybe you want to make a bet on 5 different players who are going to score a goal tonight. The opportunities are endless on DraftKings Sportsbook. There are so many different combinations, opportunities, specials, parlays, straight up money line bets, you name it. There's so many ways to play on DraftKings Sportsbook. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with the code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024, all rights reserved. According to the AHL roster page, it's looking like David Reinbacher is going to wear number 64 for the Laval Rocket. So how is the young defensive prospect, former fifth overall pick, feeling now that he is in North America? Well, let's hear some comments from Reinbacher himself following his very first practice with the Laval Rocket on Tuesday.
I'm 100% ready. I mean, it's a great opportunity for me to get a good season end. I'm really excited to be here. I mean, can't be better with all the guys. I saw at training camp, meeting all the guys again and having a great time making a playoff push. I mean, there are normal conversations. They're happy to have me here to develop here. I'm excited too to be here. What's coming tomorrow is tomorrow. I can't look into the future, can't look into the glass. So no one knows what's tomorrow or in 2 weeks. So just enjoying the days here. I'm really excited to play my first game here and with all the guys, maybe try to make the playoffs. I mean, it's completely different. In Switzerland, there are probably more veterans in the team than here. We're a really young team, which is also nice. But yeah, it's also a small ice rink, so you have shorter ways to go, which is pretty good. I felt really, really good today. I mean, you're fast in every zone, which is really good for good skaters. So yeah, just try to settle in the next couple of days and be ready for Friday. I mean, I just want to play, get this experience. It's really new to me. First time over here, first kind of like AHL games. So yeah, just enjoy, learn from every player here and from the coaches, get all the information into me and just have fun.
The big question now is, when will we see him make his debut with the Laval Rocket? Now, in the past, JF Uhl has had a pattern of waiting for a little bit before he injects a new prospect who's coming in at the end of the season right away into the lineup. We saw that happen with Jared Davidson in past years. It definitely happened with Jaden Struble last year when Struble joined the team. It was a little while before he actually got into a game. JF Uhl had even said, made some comments last weekend after one of their home games that he still wasn't even sure himself when David Reinbacher would get into the lineup. But we did see members from the mainstream media on Monday in Montreal with some comments from Kent Hughes right out of the gate, where Kent Hughes has come out to say that David Reinbacher will not play with the Canadiens this year. That means that Hughes is wanting him to focus on just getting acclimated to the North American game in the AHL. But he also confirmed that Reinbacher will play this weekend. I wouldn't be surprised if David Reinbacher sat out Friday night's game just so that he can take a bit of a spectator's view of the AHL in person for the first game of the weekend. But I would bet that we would see him in the lineup for Saturday and Sunday. That is my hope, because the sooner he gets out onto the ice, the sooner that he can start to make the transition to the North American game. Don't expect gigantic performances from David Reinbacher right out of the gate, much less even in any of the games that he's going to play with Laval from now to the end of the season. This is a time for him to simply start getting acquainted with what it's like to play in North America and in the AHL. The ice is smaller, the game happens faster, there needs to be faster reaction, but the AHL game is exceptionally competitive in a different way than the European leagues are. It is much more physical, and that's something Reinbacher is going to need to get accustomed to, as well as a new system playing under the Canadiens affiliate, an immense amount of new pressure, new scrutiny, the media and fan frenzy that's going to accompany that, as well as different standards and expectations on being a pro off the ice as well, in terms of nutrition and fitness and those types of responsibility about being a pro athlete. So this is time for David Reinbacher to start his learning curve, get acclimated. If he puts up some tremendous performances in the process of doing that, it would be a nice surprise, but I don't expect a ton from David Reinbacher at this point. This is all setting him up for understanding the game over here in preparation for the summer and what he'll need to focus on in training in the summer to come back and have a strong camp for the Canadiens in the fall. Now, I mentioned earlier that perhaps his statistics from Kloten this season weren't knocking you out of your chair. And there were some reasons for that. Also, statistics don't tell the whole story, but I went into all of that in just a bit more detail earlier this season when I did kind of an early season check-in on David Reinbacher, particularly after he was facing some challenges early on in this season with Kloten. So if you'd like to hear more about that, then you should watch this video right here, and I'll see you again next time.
Click subscribe to never miss an episode of The Press Zone on Rocket Sports Radio. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Rocket Sports.